Washington State leads the nation in locking up youth for skipping school and other non-criminal behavior, and one county leads all the rest, Grays Harbor on Washington's coast. In part two of our series on juvenile detention for truants, correspondent Austin Jenkins introduces us to a student who's been in and out of lockup since elementary school.
The first time a judge sent Marquise Unique Trayvon Flynn to juvenile detention, he was in fifth grade. He had one goal: not to cry in front of the other kids in the courtroom.
So when I sat there, I didn't cry.
But his mother, Gail Morehouse, did.
I couldn't believe it. He hadn't broken any laws. You know, I just didn't get it.
Marquise was locked up not for a juvenile offense, but because he was a truant who wasn't following a judge's orders. On a recent breezy afternoon, Marquise returns to Robert Gray Elementary School in Aberdeen.
Yeah, this is where it all started.
The school is locked, but Marquise points through the front window.
So that's the office right there. There's a little cubby. I used to sit in that little cubby all the time, just get in trouble.
Marquise says he would get kicked out of class for doing things like beatboxing.
I used to do that a lot, all the time.
But there was something else going on, too. Marquise was missing a lot of school. The Aberdeen School District says Marquise was absent 69 days in third grade and 54 days in fourth grade. He blames chronic migraines.
That's like staying at home puking.
A lot had to do with the headaches, and sometimes we couldn't get a doctor's note.
At the end of his fourth grade year, the school district filed a truancy petition against Marquise in juvenile court.
I got the notice in the mail.
Suddenly, Marquise's attendance and his behavior in school were a matter for the courts. As Marquise began fifth grade, he and his mother had to appear regularly before a judge. At first, things went okay, but then Marquise hit a patch of trouble. He was accused of three instances of disruptive and disrespectful behavior at school. He also failed to complete a court-ordered good manners assignment. That's when Marquise did his first stint in juvenile detention. He spent 7 days locked up. He was 11 years old. The judge who put him there? David Edwards of Grays Harbor County Superior Court.
I think Marquise, when he was 11 years old, was extremely defiant, and his mother was making excuses for him all the time.
Marquise's mom says her son can be difficult, but being locked up for bad behavior?
The punishment was something that grown-ups would never get.
Judge Edwards, though, believes detention can help a kid like Marquise learn that they are responsible for their own behavior.
Sometimes that lesson can only be learned through an unpleasant consequence, and kids consider our detention facility an unpleasant consequence.
After his release, Marquise did stay out of trouble, but soon he was missing school again. The school district would file two more truancy petitions in court. Over a 2.5-year period, Marquise would be sent to juvenile detention 7 more times for skipping school, disrespectful behavior, and later for testing positive for marijuana. Between 5th and 9th grades, he would spend a total of 42 days locked up. His mom calls it a travesty of justice. She believes all those days locked away institutionalized her son.
The attitude that I'm here, there's nothing I can do about it, all I can do is my time, I'll be glad to get out, but, you know, it's no big deal.
Current circumstances don't support that opinion.
Judge David Edwards recently closed Marquise's third truancy case.
I think that what happened in truancy court was an essential factor in his ultimately becoming successful.
Today, Marquise is in 10th grade, he's attending an alternative high school, and has dreams of playing college football. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.